This is Akashvani, the news read by Kiran Jha. Prime Minister Narendra Modi expressed happiness over the embarkment of INSV Kaundinya on her maiden voyage from Gujarat's historic coastal city of Porbandar to Muscat in Oman yesterday. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said the ship is built using the ancient Indian stitched ship technique, highlighting the country's rich maritime traditions. The Prime Minister extended his best wishes to the crew for a safe and memorable journey as they retract National Historic Link with the Gulf region and beyond. The Supreme Court has put a stay on its earlier judgment concerning the change in definition of Aravali Hills. The court took Suomoto cognizance of concerns surrounding the revised definition of the Aravali Range amid mounting criticism from environmentalists over its potential impact on the fragile mountain ecosystem. The government has welcomed the apex court's decision. A bench of Chief Justice of India Suryakant, Justice J.K. Maheshwari and Justice A.G. Masih expressed concern over the expert committee report and the apex court's observations were being misconstructed. The top court, keeping in abeyance its 20th of November order, said further clarification was required before the report or the court's decision and the directions could be implemented, and issued notice on the Suomoto case returnable on 21st January. Agriculture, Farmers, Welfare and Rural Development Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan yesterday said the central government has introduced a new law, Viksit Bharat Jiramji, to address the shortcomings and irregularities in the Mahatma Gandhi National Rural Employment Guarantee Act, MNREGA 2005. The minister was speaking at the state-level Kisan Divas 2025 program at Gochar in Uttarakhand. He said the guaranteed employment has been increased from 100 days to 125 days under the new law. The minister also announced a setting up of a clean plant centre at Mukteshwar at a cost of 100 crore rupees to provide high-quality fruit-bearing plants to farmers.
125 din mazdoori milegi mazdoor ko.
The workers will get 125 days of work instead of 100 days. Modi ji's guarantee is of fulfilling the guarantee. And if there is no employment on time, if there is delay, then we have arranged for a separate salary for the long-term workers so that the workers do not face any problem.
Defence Research and Development Organisation DRDO successfully conducted the maiden flight test of the Pinaka long-range guided rocket at the Integrated Test Range Chandipur yesterday. The rocket was tested for its maximum range of 120 km, demonstrating all-in-flight manoeuvres as planned. The Defence Ministry said that the long-range guided rocket impacted the target with textbook precision. Minority Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju has emphasized for creating a Delhi High special unit of police for northeastern region in the other states to ensure protection of northeastern people. The minister expressed concern in connection with the incident of attack on a Tripura student in Dehradun, in which he died later. The minister said the Uttarakhand government has taken strict action in the matter and five accused were arrested who were allegedly involved in the assault case. The Ministry of External Affairs rejected Pakistan's remarks claiming attacks on minorities in India, responding to media queries regarding the remarks of spokesperson of Pakistani military. Ministry of this Foreign Affairs yesterday, External Affairs Minister spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said Pakistan's Absalom record on this front speaks for itself. And Mr. Jaiswal said Pakistan's horrific and systematic victimization of minorities of various faith is a well-established fact and no amount of finger-pointing will obfuscate it. In shooting, Asian Championship gold medalist Neeru Dhanda claimed the women's trap gold at the National Shooting Championship at Dr. Karni Singh Range in Delhi yesterday. And that's the end of the news.